There are new calls that Julian Assange is not being given access to a fair trial. Julian Assange's father, John Shipton, claims that through making Assange sit in a glass box during proceedings rather than in the body of the court is not giving him access to due process. Last Wednesday, UK Judge Vanessa Baratizer considered the possibility of letting him sit in the body of the court, ultimately ruling against this. Catherine Lee has more.
Speaking to The Wire's Dr. John Jiggins on Wednesday, Julian Assange's father, John Shipton, claims that Assange is not being given access to a fair trial. According to Mr. Shipton, it was revealed on Tuesday that Assange was having trouble hearing while being required to sit in a glass box during proceedings, including limited access to his lawyers. During Wednesday's proceedings, the prospect of moving him to the body of the court was discussed, but ultimately denied. Mr. Shipton claims that this practice is denying him due process.
Today, the argument went about whether Julian can move into the well of the court and not any longer be in the glass box at the back. Mark Summers, Julian QC, argued strongly and produced evidence that throughout the world, this practice of putting people in a glass box to testify, to involve themselves in their own case, was being abandoned, and also that the due process would require Julian to be equally armed, that he would be able to have easy access and confidential access to his lawyers, the same way that the prosecutor has to the Department of Justice lawyers. The judge ruled that this was not possible, that Julian had to stay in the glass box. This is a sadistic ruling. Julian has now been separated from ordinary commerce amongst his friends and supporters and lawyers. He still has to look at them and be separate from them. And if they want a private moment to break the court and descend into the dungeons below and do a confidential briefing there and then reassemble the court. It's very sadistic.
This followed Tuesday's revelation that due to an existing UK law, Assange can in fact be extradited to the US. This was in spite of the previously held belief that extradition to the US would not be allowed under a UK-US extradition treaty, which forbids political extractions. Dr. John Jiggins reports.
Many Assange supporters had hoped that he would not be extradited to the US because Article 4.1 of the US-UK extradition treaty forbade political extraditions. However, on day two of the extradition hearing, Judge Baratizer delivered a massive bombshell. She stated that although Article 4.1 of the extradition treaty forbade political extraditions, this was only in the treaty. That exemption does not appear in the UK Extradition Act. On the face of it, therefore, political extradition was not illegal in the UK, as the treaty had no legal force on the court.
According to Mr. Shipton, the court has now broken early and won't be sitting again until May.
Catherine Lee with that story, also by Dr. John Jiggins.